Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This week's Happy Hour brought to you by Robert De Niro and his Casper mattress.
Love this mattress so much. It's comfortable. I sleep soundly. I sleep cool. Even though that miserable piece of in the White House is trying to keep me up with all his lies, all his dirty, sneaky mother son of a... Yeah. I still am able to sleep soundly when I need to on the Casper mattress.
Remember, and you used to have that breathy thing before you got a Casper.
Now when I wake up, it's gone.
Remember, it used to sound like this.
It used to sound like this. It did. Now with a Casper, completely nasal free.
Yeah, yeah.
No nose whistle, no nothing.
No
sleep. I'm not scaring kids unless it's Halloween.
No sleep apnea, nothing.
No sleep apnea, no papnea. Yeah. No slapnea. I'll slap you around, but no slapnea.
Okay. All right. Listen, sleep as soundly as Robert De Niro does, despite who's president.
That's
that
right.
Mother, that son of a that dirty trash can.
Lying piece of scummy dirt trash can.
Yeah.
Whatever else Fishbone said in that song.
Yeah.
Can you milk him?
I can milk you. Yeah, you can milk me too now with a Casper mattress. You actually can milk me. I'm that relaxed.
Yeah. You don't love it just a little bit. You have enthusiasm.
I love it a little bit. I love it a lot.
And you have enthusiasm.
If you don't want to get your Casper, then go sleep on your shine box. I got my Casper, okay?
You have enthusiasm for it?
I got enthusiasms for it.
All the enthusiasms.
Lots of enthusiasm.
Am I leading you along?
You're leading me along like a horse to water. And I'm drinking that water, and I'm sleeping soundly on my Casper while I'm drinking the water. I fell asleep. It's not a water bed, but I'm drinking water on the Casper.
Casper mattress comes with a 100-night risk-free trial. Get the masters of your dreams and Robert De Niro's dreams. Go to casper.com/Miller. Use the code Miller. $100 toward the purchase of select mattresses. That's casper.com/Miller. The code is Miller. Did I mention the code's Miller?
Okay.
Let me say something. This mattress is good, fellas. Okay?
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Get $100 toward the purchase of select mattresses. Terms and conditions apply. See casper.com/terms. Customer experience and product reviews are based on casper.com. Authorized retailer sites and Google. Right, Robert?
Right. Google. Google this. Google that. Google Casper. Google away.
Yeah. Analyze this.
Analyze
this.
Google that. Google that.
All right. Happy hour. It's Old Home Week.
Happy.
This 15th year anniversary of the Stephanie Miller Show. The 5-year anniversary of the happy hour, the very first happy hour with the filthy Carlos El Zarraqui.
Go fuck yourselves with a big fat fuck ass ham.
Starting off with a bang, cartilage.
I love you, Daddy. Why won't you change my bath water? Daddy, reach in the bathtub and pull the plug.
Liz Cheney.
Jump in the bath with me, Daddy. Jump in the bath.
Carlos has to go, but he's going to start off by swearing as every single one
Trump,
of his characters.
You motherfucker, you lying piece of sack of shit, scummy dirt trash can, bitch. That's from fucking, you know, the band right here in L.A., the ska band. I forget the fucking Fishbone, you motherfucker. You cocksuck, you motherfucker. Fuck Trump.
Why the happy hour was invented. If you want to,
exactly.
If Donald Trump makes you want to drink and swear.
You gotta watch your anger, dude.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to be civil, you try to like these people, but Trump is a cocksucker!
With his one eye.
With his one eye!
You know, that's what we were saying, is because we've been together more than 15 years.
Yeah.
You and Chris and I, 20.
Right.
Way back.
Slaving under FCC standards, and so when you did the first happy hour, that's the filthiest fucking thing I ever heard.
That I went off, I was drinking at the time.
Yeah.
I don't remember much. I was drinking.
Wee bit.
A wee bit. I had a little whiskey in my system, but you know, you said you could cuss, so I said, fuck yeah.
That was before I had kids as well. Well, 5 years ago, Riley was two, so.
Yeah, but right. You swear in front of your kids in the car.
Oh, yeah.
In the car
I
you
said,
do.
I call a man a cunt in front of my kids. And my daughter went, what means cunt? And I said, we were watching Willy Wonka at the time. A cunt is a rogue Oompa Loompa who sold the secret to Slugworth. You dirty, disgusting little cunt.
And how'd that go at school when she repeated that, Daddy?
Nah, not too well.
Yeah. All right.
Uh-huh. We'd like to call you in for an office meeting with your child who has been uttering a certain word that starts with a certain C.
Mr. Elzbaki, you are fucked.
No, she was three. She wasn't in school yet. I would never do that now.
Yeah, but the word was burned into her brain.
Yeah, it was burned into her brain. It's indelible.
Seriously, we've been doing this 20 years, though. It was just different. It wasn't as personal, as visceral, as much as we hated Bush's policies. Yeah. I just fucking hate him. I know it's not healthy. I know it's
it
not
is
normal.
Healthy. It actually
I fucking
is.
Hate him.
If you don't hate him, you're not awake and you are not well adjusted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're being conned. Yeah. You're being duped. And it's sad.
Yeah, there was another story about how swearing does help with like pain and stuff.
Fuck yeah, it does.
And the pain of fucking Donald Trump.
You motherfuckers, watch your fucking Sopranos. I fucking feel good, Tony. Fucker Christopher. It does. It helps you with everything.
Oh, now I can tell the uncensored version of how I accidentally texted Rob Reiner about my vagina.
Uh-oh. Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Okay. There are not flies in my cooch.
Honey attracts flies.
Yeah. Honey and
okay, my friend Rob
violence.
Reichman always says that my pussy is made of wine and roses, and alternatively, honey and orchids.
Oh.
And so I did a group text thinking to my Rob and Trish, and it was to Rob Reiner.
Yeah. And Trish. Trish was included.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
it would have been even more awkward if Michelle was included.
Right.
Well,
because then you'd be throwing yourself at Rob and Michelle Reiner.
Well, you know what? Part of it, part of it is that they always come back. And that's clear. Presumably, Travis and Chris are back.
Your milk cooch brings the
girls
to the yard.
Roses.
Huh? Your milk cooch brings the girls to the yard.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Who have we had you swear as anyone else? Who else?
Daddy, hold on.
Sarah Huckabee.
I'm on my teeth. Getting the milk juice out. This make my insides feel good. Ooh, that's fucking good teeth. Daddy! Yeah. I don't want to have sex
with you.
I'm sorry,
are you saying that Sarah Huckabee Sanders consists of the cow? So it goes from sustenance to sexual in the barn.
Well, it feels good. It's orally, it feels good. Just orally speaking.
Okay. All right. The Stephanie Miller Show has no information as to whether Sarah Huckabee Sanders is actually fucking the cow.
I actually have to leave to go to therapy.
Okay.
This is perfect.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye. See you.
Yeah. Go fuck yourselves. Spiders. I can't fuck you tonight, George. I have to eat spiders.
Oh, I see. So that's
the
that's Kellyanne Conway's lack of a sex life.
Yes.
How many do you think she's tried to eat him? I mean, like as food several times after sex.
Wrap
him up in she literally wraps him up like a black widow.
Yeah.
That's their
and sucks out his juices.
Yeah.
Let's play Black Widow, George.
Does she use his spooge to further build her web? Do you think?
Like spooge? I haven't heard that word in a really long
time.
That's
like a callback to the Bob Seska Spider-Man.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't say bull spooge today. I had to say bull semen. The bull spooge factory exploded.
I haven't heard the word spooge since college.
How is that guy? How was that guy showing when he came home from work? How was work unequal to a bull spooge? Five fucking bull spooge in my face.
I need
how
a
was
shower.
Your day?
Yeah.
How was your day?
After a long day of work, I'll set aside the coolers and have me a nice big cold stein of spooge with ham.
What goes best with ham? Is it bull spooge?
Bull spooge.
Bull spooge. And bull spooge light made with pure bull semen from pure bulls.
Oh, dear.
You don't need to say semen.
Semen. Oh, yeah, spooge. Come get yours today.
I see what you did there.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
I see
bye,
you what I did there.
All right. Yes. See ya. Bye, you got to go. You're
see
gonna
you later,
late.
Cunts. Do you know what your daughter did? Do you know what your cunting daughter did? I was at the Do It Center and they had a thing. Uh-huh. Did you know what your lying daughter did is the thing that said they had an exorcist doll at the Do It Center, but they cleaned it up. So my daughter was there and I had to tell her what it actually said. Yeah. Do you know what your cunting daughter did? That's
such a super special daddy story. That's fantastic. Okay, let's pause for a minute while I talk about Pawswell aging products. Can I? I'm not saying that my self-esteem as a girl has been affected in any way by Carlos Alzraki for years doing the sounds of buzzing flies and good, the bad, and the ugly music and barroom doors opening around my my nether regions.
Sure.
Around right. the subject of what my, the age, relative age of things.
Well, things are dry and dusty sometimes.
As women, we are bombarded with beauty and anti-aging messages, Carlos. Okay. Pawswell being, changing all that, Pawswell Aging is the only brand that affirms that beauty gets better with age. I love these products. It offers great skincare products scientifically designed for women over 40.
Wow.
So in a few years when I am, okay, never mind. Let's just go on.
Yeah.
Every night I take 5 minutes to use the fascia stimulating tool on my forehead, cheeks, chin, and neck. You can feel it making a difference. I have Hot Flash Cooling Mist that is the perfect release. What, you get sweaty.
I get sweaty in this hoop.
I'm going to spritz you.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. And the collagen-boosting moisturizer really helps reduce the dryness and fine lines on my face. I use it every morning. I love the smell. I love how it feels on my face. OMG, the heart of this skincare line. Pawswell Aging's proprietary Paws Complex. It is a carefully researched fusion of vitamins, antioxidants, and peptides that is specifically designed for me. Pawswell Aging. The pause in Pawswell Aging stands for menopause. Get it? It's perfect for women who are perimenopausal, menopausal, or postmenopausal. I know you're going to love Pawswell Aging's products as much as I do. I have a special offer for you. Check this out.
What?
Get 15% off your entire order. Take advantage of this great offer now. Go to PawswellAging.com. Promo code SEXYLIBERAL. PawswellAging.com. Use the promo code SEXYLIBERAL. And now, let's ruin my self-esteem again with Carlos Alzraki. Okay, wait, real quick. Don't you hope at the end of all this... We're like, you know, what do you call it? What's the Jimmy Stewart movie? It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
And you feel like he could go, like if he could have sworn at Mr. Potter.
You fucking, hey, Mr. Potter, I hope you fucking rot in hell, you piece of shit. There's people out here that are dying and you're building your goddamn condos and swindling people. You and your fucking family and your daughter and your son-in-law. I hope you rot in fucking hell, Mr. Potter.
And then he
Donald goes off Trump on Zuzu.
All right, and now here's Triscuit the dog having sex with someone and then choking on. No, this is not choking on another dog dick.
Oh!
Wow. Okay.
All right. Daddy Pig has to go.
Daddy. Bye-bye. Goodbye, Daddy Pig.
See you. See, we haven't gotten Carlos to do a podcast yet, but we were saying, I'm telling you, 5 minutes of that every week would be like the most downloaded podcast in America.
People probably feel better after listening to that.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carlos.
That
was like a fucking colon blow for my soul.
Yeah.
Did we need that?
You can't get out your actual feelings with that FCC.
Right.
Can you?
No.
I mean,
Fick,
this is...
which is pronounced Fick.
Every day I had to stop myself from saying something on air that I shouldn't say on air, but I really, really want to.
Yes. We have never experienced the degree of fucktitude that this country is currently.
No.
Right?
Dickitude.
No, we thought we needed this.
Charlie Pierce said dickitude on the air.
Yeah, we had to bleep it.
Yeah, well, Corey Lewandowski, that was some dickitude.
It was.
Yeah.
We had that yesterday. We had Malcolm Nance saying, fuck us.
Yeah. Yes. And Trump obviously put the dick in dictator.
Well, as you do.
Yeah. We can't say these words on the real show.
Yeah.
Only on the happy hour.
Yeah. So we've been together more than 15 years. Wow.
We started in 1997.
Yeah.
22 years.
Wow.
That's right. You pulled me from Chicago.
Yes, I did. On September 7th, my work husband was wrong, Travis, about our anniversary.
Okay. When she hired me to be on the, it was the Zone at
Hang
the
on.
Time.
I almost had okay. better burp. Hang on. No.
This okay. is something you no, don't pass. Get on the regular show.
Yes. Okay. When you were starting on the Zone, KTZN here in Los Angeles,
yes.
I flew out here on my own dime to interview with her.
Mm-hmm.
She said,
"I've always been generous."
it was on a it was like a Friday before Memorial Day, and then Eric, the program director, called me the following Tuesday and said, "You have the job. Can you be out here on Sunday?"
Yeah.
So you gave me 5 days to be
did
here.
Did you ever have sex with him?
No.
Oh.
Oh. Right.
Pardon me. I was just asking.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. See, actually, I knew you were lying. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You're a lying sack of crap.
I did.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying
It wasn't until well after I stopped working for him.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my ex, you know, my long-term ex that I met there.
Yes.
I had sex with her in her office after our show at night. Yeah.
Well, that's because we were on from 7 to 9 at night.
Yeah, we were on at night. And
yeah, and so
she was the sales manager there.
We didn't see any salespeople there.
Yeah.
There were no office people there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bent her over the jukebox in her office. I don't know why there was a jukebox there.
God, that was just like the accused, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, we were together almost 10 years.
She should have seen, the way she was dressed, she was asking for it.
Yeah, that's right.
It turned out better.
Oh, remember? We thought she had a crush on Carlos. She kept, because she would come every day when we were not come that way. A little later, she did.
Phrasing. Phrasing.
Waka, 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 waka. Pussy made of wine and roses. Mm-hmm. Oh, what was I saying?
I don't know.
Can you believe we're all completely sober?
I know, right?
See, I know my anniversary with you was July 31st, 2012.
Oh.
I know what
Wait,
day I
hang
started.
On. What was the story I was trying to get to real quick?
I have no idea.
Because she always came when we were... when we were recording bits before the show, like we used to do it with Carlos, and so we were like, "Oh, I think she," and Eric, the aforementioned guy that you fucked, and then lied about it, and then admitted it, Corey Lewandowski. Oh, but I remember because we were like, "Oh, I think she really has a crush on Carlos. She's here every day. She stops in every day when we're recording." Uh-huh. And Eric said, "I don't think her door swings that way." I was like, "Oh, what now? The really pretty girl in sales." Waka, 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 waka. Mm-hmm. Memo, subject line, wine and roses, pussy.
Is that where it started?
Okay. Did you have sex with anyone on staff, Travis?
Technically, no. Technically,
yes.
Wait a minute.
That's whose name shall not be mentioned.
Right. Not
in my pool.
No.
In my pool, you filthy.
It was not in the pool.
Yes, no, it was upstairs.
It was upstairs.
You were passed
which
out.
Which room? I need to fumigate.
That one.
After how many years?
What?
You need to fumigate? How many years ago was it?
I was going to say, believe me, there's been other taint in there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I just remember that day.
I can't believe we're doing this in front of the baby. The baby in the family over
there. I was
going to
say, 97?
Yeah.
97, yes.
Yeah. I was 9.
You were 9.
Yeah.
I was in my 20s.
Sean and Jess, of course, are dating, in case you didn't know. When I ask, can we delve into your sex life? For some reason, the answer is no. I'm like, what... We got shit to sell here, people.
got podcasts.
Everybody's got it's the 15-year anniversary. Everybody, let's pitch in here. Well, I know you guys seem quiet and unassuming, but I got to assume that your shit is off the hook.
Assume away.
Your shizzle is, I bet you, right?
Don't.
Are there are there Great Danes and like battery packs and harnesses and sex swings and stuff? No.
Sex swings?
Okay, I need to take a quick break. Why? Because it is hard work continuing the fact that I had just turned 36.
I know, you were 31 when we started this podcast.
Right. So Plexiderm has become an essential part of my fake news. I mean, my job of talking about my true age.
Well, especially since we get up at the time that we get up.
That's what it is.
I mean, yes. It could age you.
That's what it is.
It does.
Do you have wrinkles around your eyes, crow's feet, large under eye bags?
Yes.
Plexiderm. It's a little bit of magic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's a little bit of Benjamin Button in a bottle.
Okay. Button in a bottle?
That's a lot of bees.
Yeah.
Okay. Plexiderm, clinically studied serum that visibly eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, and under eye bags in minutes. It's the edge you've been looking for. I did not believe it till I tried it. I really didn't, right? I gave it to my big sisters. They said, we've tried everything for under eye bags, and they love it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it is, you can see it in just like fast, like magic. Benjamin Button, movie magic.
Okay.
Movie magic.
How'd you get younger?
I put it on with jazz hands and spirit fingers. Plexiderm will give you the confidence you need. Go to tryplexiderm.com. Use my code SEXYLIBERAL for 50% off plus an additional $10 off. That's right, 50% off plus an extra $10 off the offer. Also available by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mention the code SEXYLIBERAL. Plexiderm, backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Tryplexiderm.com. Use the code SEXYLIBERAL at checkout. That is tryplexiderm.com.
One thing I can't say about that story about the upstairs bedroom in the
yes
was what happened was it was the night of the Obama victory party.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
And I left my sweater here. Cuz on Monday morning,
had you started working here yet?
Yeah, oh yeah. Okay. No, at that point
filthy
I had.
Man whore. And I had already tongue fucked you in the pool. That's what I'm thinking of. Well, the pool. That was me that
and my gay
the
friend
pool.
Jeff.
Oh, well, yes.
You tongue fucked my gay friend Jeff.
Well, I've discussed previously that I have an ear thing. I suppose everyone else does too. Yeah, I can literally. Yeah, I can come
and
from
that's
that.
What
I can
it
come
sounds
from ear
like.
Fucking. I can.
That's
yeah.
what it sounds like, and that is the unsexiest thing in the world.
Like,
seriously,
like Beethoven is fucking your ear.
Yes, that's not sexy in the least.
Like your ear is a giant toilet bowl.
She started doing that to my husband the first time she met him at your birthday party.
He wants it. He presents
Davey Wayne's.
Yeah.
He presents like a fucking horny baboon.
Who?
He does. Dylan.
Dylan?
He goes like this when I come toward him. He, like,
well, now he knows.
He like
Because he could fight it.
He like puts his ear up submissively, like a baboon presenting.
He could fight it, or he could just like accept his fate.
I don't think of Dylan like that at all.
He's not like that at all.
No. Yeah, I'm his dominatrix. I'm like, yeah. Who's your mama?
Did you ever fuck Eric?
What? No. Ew. What? No, he's gay.
No, but you brought my sweat. No, because I texted. I think I left a sweater, and you were like, oh, yeah, I have it. We'll bring it in on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
And you dropped it off on my desk.
I was like, yeah, man whore, here.
And then you made me come in and talk about it on air.
Yes. Well, you know, I was going to say, we all got to pitch in here.
Well,
for entertainment.
The story's already out there somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, someone said they wanted the 15-year anniversary, us to be talking shit about everyone that left, which we can't do.
We can't. There's a lot to talk about.
Oh, but there's a lot of shit we say off air.
Not me.
What?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, we talked shit about all you when you left, too, but then you came back, so then we had to shut up.
Uh-huh.
Well, you can only do it for 2 weeks, because Chris left.
Okay.
That's
what else?
Yeah. I left sooner than...
sooner?
No. It wasn't 2 weeks after you left that
it
I left.
Right
That's
after.
Why I love Sean the best, because you two led to a couple of years of living fucking hell that I would never have survived without Sean Kibeski. It's all for you, Sean. It's all for you.
Crash. She makes you put up drapes and blinds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
was that while we were gone that she made you do that?
Mm-hmm.
She asked me, but yeah.
Thank you. Thank
no,
you, Sean.
No, she made you.
Thank you.
She made you do that.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. It's kind of like when
Have we mentioned what a cocksucker motherfucker Donald Trump is?
That's what this whole podcast is about.
That's how it started.
Yeah.
Let's get out the things that we can't say on the air, which is what we did with Carlos at the beginning of this one.
Yeah.
Because yeah. Yesterday was some
I just needed Sam Elliott to say that he fucks ham. And then Sean threw in, like, cartilage, which is... This is what it leads me to think that their sex life is freaky. Who talks about specifically fucking ham
vegan.
Cartilage?
It was yes-anding.
He was...
Thank you.
And he's a That's vegan. Nice. Of course he'd go after the gross stuff regarding
meat.
Oh,
yeah. So he doesn't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vegetarian. Not, yeah. No, okay. I still eat pizza.
I believe that Carlos said something earlier about that Sam Elliott only uses the gelatinous part of the ham as lube to
cartilage.
Fuck the ham.
You don't want to know what he does with the kumquat, though.
What?
Oh.
Jess, what? Don't you feel like the sweet little like, quiet ones like them? There's just... I'm going to come over unannounced some night
to
see what's going on. It's just avocados flying everywhere.
You know what?
Kumquats.
They're like fucking on top of a giant piece of avocado toast.
Oh, no. Installing the select blinds here was the practice. He's got blackout ones at his house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just anti-boss blinds.
Uh-huh. I mean, wouldn't you? If you had to work for you?
All right.
What you doing?
I texted Rob Reiner about my pussy accidentally.
You did.
I am never going to live that down. That is.
Oh, you've had other embarrassing things.
Oh, no.
Happen.
I do. I have done a lot of embarrassing things, but that one, that's pretty good.
Ranks up there.
Mm.
Yeah. Well.
I think that was a good idea that my other friend Rob had is that there is the people that are in my vagina texting group are interviewed at the end of When Harry Met Sally. Maybe when they do their next anniversary, they will add that. About people talking about when they first fell in love with the Wine and Roses in my vagina.
Okay. I mean,
you know, I feel like we've probably done enough now. I think we've done enough damage, and I think this is still going to be the most wildly popular happy hour ever.
We will regret this.
Take that, Kathy Griffin. Yeah. Fuck Eric.
So
now we know that.
Has your psychic given you any updates on when this impeachment thing's going to happen?
What impeachment thing?
Oh, you're psychic.
You're psychic.
Yeah, you're psychic.
Oh, no, I've given up on that. Going to the psychic. That was crazy. What was I thinking?
That's what I told you for.
Yeah,
we tried to tell you that.
You don't listen to us at all.
I think it's fairly easy to predict that my life is going to be a disaster, and the only person that is going to care about my vagina is Rob Reiner, who doesn't care about my vagina at all.
Or Kenny Kingston.
Right. Okay. You know what? Sean, you were right to play the music. I don't know why you let us keep going. It's your job.
Hello, sweet spirits. Let's get in your vagina.
I don't know what that was.
I don't either.
All right, we have to go.
And the answer is no.
Happy 15th anniversary fucking happy hour, you motherfuckers! Right. We love you.
Hey, this is Lee Papa, host of AGD Podcast with the Rude Pundit. If you enjoyed this episode, you'll love my show, where every week I talk about politics and interview funny, fascinating, and filthy people. Find it at sexyliberal.com and on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and everywhere else you get your podcasts.